Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kurt Pate as we talk about the idea of handling your cattle the right way. We're back on that in just a moment. Go All Out sums up the FFA career of Gatlin Squires, the 2015 State Secretary of the Oklahoma FFA. This past year, Gatlin represented Oklahoma in Louisville, Kentucky at the National Extemporaneous Public Speech Contest. And along the way, he found his passion.
Because in preparing for extemporaneous public speaking, I realized how much of a passion I have for agricultural policy and public policy. And it helped me kind of tap into that passion that I had for public policy and realize what I wanted to do in life.
And Gatlin says wearing the blue and gold jacket of the FFA over the last few years has been a life-changing experience.
I feel confident in my abilities. I feel confident in what the FFA has given me and taught me, as well as the relationships I've created along the way. So it's given me a sense of pride in who I am.
A story of success through FFA in Gatlin Squires. These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us. Kurt Pate understands how to work cattle the right way. And he goes around the country teaching audiences how to do that. He's from Wyoming, and he was in Oklahoma this last week teaching a group at Oklahoma State University's Tadashek Arena. We talked to him about what he actually is trying to accomplish with those audiences.
Well, I don't call what I do low-stress livestock handling, which it's a good term, but for me it has to be effective stockmanship. So for whatever job I'm going to do, whether it be working cattle in an auction market, in a feed yard, or on a ranch, I want to be effective with my skills to get the job done in a way that's profitable, doesn't create a lot of stress on the animals, and the consumer can accept.
You mentioned handling cattle at different times during the life of that animal. Are there different ways that you handle an animal at different times of its life?
I think for the cow-calf, you're kind of a trainer. This is where you're getting the animals where they learn how to work, how to go away from pressure. Mm-hmm. And if we don't get them properly trained as a cow-calf or when they're weaned, they might have quite a bit of trouble when they get in a stalker situation or go to the auction market or through a big sale. And then when they leave there and go to a feed yard, if they haven't been properly handled and ready, gotten ready, just like getting a kid ready to go to college at OSU, you got to get these cattle ready to go on to the next step. And that takes stockmanship. And stockmanship, to me, is a skill. And skills are learned and practiced, and you get better with each time you do something.
So is an animal maybe hadn't been maybe quite properly taught when it gets spooked or when it's easily spooked?
They're very much. They're easily spooked, and they get easily confused. And if they're a docile animal, when a docile animal gets confused, he doesn't get spooked, he stops. And sometimes that's more stressful than an animal that gets spooked. At least you can get them to go up the chute if they're spooked. A real gentle animal, I think that's the thing we miss. All animals, the better they work and the better they can think their way out of pressure, the less pressure we have to use. And that's the big challenge. When we get in spots where the animals don't work for us, we got to resort to things that don't work for the industry.
And Kurt Pate says it's real important for an experienced cowboy to understand there's still more to learn.
Well, they probably got all these skills that I'm talking about. They just can refine them by getting their timing better, mm-hmm. and maybe understanding that the animal can see better from different positions. And so the first thing is deciding I can get better. And I don't know many people that are real good at any profession that don't think they can get better. If you think you know it all, then you pretty much know it all, and you might as well stay where you're at. So first thing is admitting that you can get better.
Talking effective stockmanship with Kurt Pate. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Hall Coyote Hills Ranch Limousine and Limb Flex Production Sale, Saturday, May 2nd at the ranch at Chattanooga, Oklahoma. The sale gets underway at 1 o'clock and features 50 purebred and limb flex pairs, 25 purebred and limb flex spring calving cows, and 10 purebred and limb flex show heifer prospects. The ranch is 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga on Highway 5. For more information or a catalog, call 580-597-3006 or go to the website www.hallchr.com.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.